It is The Wave, 97.9 WHAV. And in the studio with us is First Sergeant David Greenstead from the Junior ROTC program, the lead instructor. That's right, right, David?
Yes, sir.
All right. And I know the last time you were here, you were bragging on your troops about how fast they were and all the races, the foot races that they were winning. Are they still fast?
Oh, yeah. We had PT this morning. Had them run a mile this morning around the track. I had I think I had 15 there this morning. At 5:45 every morning, we're doing PT, we're doing marksmanship, or we're doing drill, getting ready for competitions coming up.
Oh, so what do you have for competitions?
So the 17th, which is this Saturday coming up, we have a marksmanship competition in Revere. But we are they're the own site host, but myself and my gunny, we're like hosting the whole event. Like we're running the line and things like that. We have, I think, 8 teams coming to that competition. And then on the 22nd of this month, we're taking about 20 cadets to Reading, Pennsylvania, and we're going to compete in a drill competition, a PT competition, and a marksmanship competition at Reading High School Marine Corps Junior ROTC. Keeping them busy.
Reading, Pennsylvania.
Reading, Pennsylvania, yep.
Never been to Reading, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, we plan on trying to go to one of my bucket lists is to run up the Rocky Stairs there in Philly. So we're going to go there first, and we might take the kids out into Philly to see the Liberty Bell, things of that nature. So, yeah, it's got lots of stuff coming up.
Have you ever run up those stairs?
Nope. It's on my bucket list. I can't wait to do it there.
Okay. Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
So that's Reading, Pennsylvania. I want to say I'm putting that into a Monopoly game, but isn't there a Reading?
Yeah, the Reading Railroad, I think it is. But yeah, it's about an hour west of Philly.
Okay.
So we're gonna be staying right there in Reading, and we'll have something, some fun to do with the kids and some marksmanship. We're gonna do marksmanship on the Friday. And then we'll get up and we'll go to the Reading High School, and then we'll do the PFT competition with both boys and girls teams, and then we'll do the drill competition also. And then we'll get back on the road and come home after that.
Wow.
Yep.
You put a lot of time into this program, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Me and the gunny are usually the first ones in the parking lot every morning, 05, and we usually leave around 16:30, 4:30 every evening.
Okay.
So it's a lot of work, but it's definitely worth it. The gunny and I... our goal is just to make the kids, better, to hold them accountable and, to get them ready for what's after high school, whether it be military or, college or, workforce, whatever they want to do. But our goal is just to get them there and get them ready. And we just teach them, our main goal is just to get them off the street, to get them, to give them something to do, and that's what we do. I just love the job. It's great.
A lot of kids need direction, don't they? They don't
absolutely.
Get it.
Yeah. Yep, they need that direction.
All right. So after you do the steps in Philadelphia, what else are you going to do?
I'm thinking we're going to take them into Philly and at least try to get them to the Liberty Bell and around that area. Also, they're building Tun Tavern there, which is the birthplace of the Marine Corps, which is in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Back in 10 November 1775, there was a tavern there, and that's where... that's where the actual Marine Corps was made. The original is not there anymore, but they're building it. So we might take the kids over there and show them where the new Tun Tavern is going to be built, just a little piece of history for the Marine Corps.
Oh, wow. See, I grew up in a historic town, too. I grew up in Concord, Mass.
So right.
They had the shot heard around the world and all that stuff.
Definitely.
And they've done a great job in rebuilding things there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so when you come back from Philadelphia, you've got some other things planned for them?
Man, we got them keeping them busy. We have a military ball coming up in February. That is where we have about 100 people going from just Haverhill. So, with moms and we have aunts going. We have former cadets that are going to this thing. And most of the cadets will go. It's just a military ball. It's kind of like a prom for high school, except it's all military junior ROTC cadets from like 10 different schools. We'll meet at Denver's Port Yacht Club in Danvers. It starts out with a POW MIA ceremony, a fallen comrade table. And then We'll give a few awards to some of our cadets, and then after that we have chow together, and then after that dance floor opens up and it gets crazy. But you know, all the instructors are there. We keep it calm. We keep it, there's no craziness ever that's been down there since I've been doing it for the last 11 years that we've went to the military ball, and it's just a great time for the kids. Kids look forward to it every year.
You were went to the Marine Corps one in Draken in November, didn't
yes.
you?
Yes, okay. Sure did. We had a great time with the Marines there. The kids like to talk to older Marines. They see me and Gunny every day, so they kind of know our story and what we do. But they love hearing the stories from the older and from those other generational Marines.
I want to hear your story because you are in good shape. I know a lot of people, when the new year rolls around, they say, well, I want to lose 10, 15 pounds. Do you avoid junk food?
No, I do somewhat. My wife's a baker, so that doesn't help, you know. So that's why I'm in the gym every morning. Usually, like I said, I'm in the parking lot at 05 because I get my own PT in. I usually try to get a 5K in before the kids come in at 5:45. So that's my goal at least. I know this morning I was looking at my watch coming in here, and I already got 9,600 steps and 4.2 miles down already, and it's not even 8:30 yet. So that's my goal. You know, I want to keep in shape as long as I can. I want to keep doing this job for at least another 8 to 10 years. I got grandkids I got to keep up with, so that's my goal. So.
Well, I know people, they plan on doing 10,000 steps a day, and you've already done it by 8:30.
Yep.
How about that?
Yep, good job. I love it.
All right. Well, hey, I'm glad, we'll have a chance to do this together for another 10 years or so, looking forward to that.
Absolutely. I'll always bring good stuff to tell you guys about I love bragging on our cadets. Great crew. Get nothing but compliments from about them all the time from the teachers and, the VFW and things of that nature. So if you ever need us for a color guard or anything, just let us know. We're always out there to help.
Really? Okay.
We have the pantry tomorrow, actually. We go to the All Saints Church, and we help at the pantry there every other week. And the kids love going there, and we usually have 10, 15, 20 cadets there helping do that for, some community service, and they love doing that, too.
So they do that after school?
Yep, right after school. We have to get over there, and we offload some trucks. One day it'll be like a 10,000-pound truck as far as the food, like about 8 pallets. And then sometimes they have a smaller truck. I think tomorrow's a smaller truck. We even did it during the Christmas break. We had kids go and offload the truck for the pantry. So
excellent.
Yep.
And I know we didn't get a chance to talk about it, but you did a lot with Toys for Tots.
Yeah, we did a lot. During December, we had a drill competition in Quincy, where our cadets did really good. They earned 4 more trophies for the table. It gives them, I think they have 32 trophies on the table already this year. We did Race Across America right here on the
Hilldale.
Hilldale.
Yeah.
So we were there. We did a color guard. We laid the race at the soldiers and, all the service members. We did the Jingle Bell Marathon right there in Haverhill, so we helped with that. We had a Christmas party where first Santa showed up in his Santa suit, and that was a great time for the kids. We did Toys for Tots for the majority of the middle schools around here, where we collected over 2,500 toys and got them out to the local community. So did a lot. We love doing stuff like that for Haverhill and the local kids.
And I'm sure Tammy Dobroselsky.
Oh, yeah. Race Across America, yeah.
Well, she has an event coming up next month. All those wreaths that you laid down,
yeah,
they have to pick them up.
Hey, she gives me a call. We'll help her out.
Okay. All right. Well, First Sergeant, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. First Sergeant David Greenstead, retired U.S. Marine Corps, our guest this morning, the Junior ROTC program at Haverhill High School. Here on the Wave, 97.9 WHAV.